whatever it is you enjoy about the World of Warcraft, we have a challenge for you.
Adventure.
Crafted.
Murder.
Flowers.
This is the WoW Challenges Podcast, and here's your host, Lita.
Hello, and welcome to the WoW Challenges Podcast. This is episode 255. Today is Saturday, March 13th, 2021. I'm your host, Lita. Joining me this week is no one, because I'm flying solo. So, doing something a little different. See how it goes. We're going to have a short show, because I had things planned for this afternoon, wedding related, but that got cancelled at the last minute, so I'm kind of like, I'll just keep going with doing what I was going to do for the show anyway. So anyway, we are here, so welcome chat room. Hey guys, everyone. Yes, wedding is now just under 3 months, yesterday actually, so in 3 months' time, I will be married. That's a bit crazy to think about. He's not saying anything. There's so much to do. It's kind of crazy. So, yeah. Hi, Stone Sun 2. That's awesome. So we've got lots of stuff. It's Stone. I'm guessing it's Stone, so... Anyway, what I thought I'd do today is, as you can see, I have got Maladraxxus in the background. Look how pretty it is. I know a lot of people don't like Maladraxxus. I do. It's kind of a brutal, I don't know, I just remember the first time going in there and just feeling like, wow. This place is very, very cool. So, today I've gone very Draka inspired. Hey Stone, which I've got something to say about Stone in 2 seconds. So we're very Draka today. But that was a bit of fun. So I have to say big thank you to Stone and Kerry. They sent me a surprise care package, which was awesome. So thank you. I love these. These are so good. So everyone should know coffee crisps are like my favorite thing. Except there is one other thing that like is equal to or slightly a bit better. And I did crack open one. Where is it? Hang on. Might help if I don't pull all the thingos out. I did crack open. And it's not going to show up because green screen's on. But there's the hickory sticks. So thank you to Stone and Kerry. You guys are freaking awesome. I love them. I love them. And yes, I have shared some. We're not supposed to see here. I've got another pack, so thank you. So hang on, let me do my little heart. Where's my little heart? There we go. Thank you, Stone and Kerry, for the very exciting surprise package. I love it. And the coffee. Absolutely love coffee, as you guys know. But I have decided I am going to keep some of the coffee to utilize, actually, for the bridal shower. So I can share it with people. So that will be very cool to say, well, this came from my Canadian friends, and people can enjoy that because you guys can't be here. So just thought I would let you know. Thank you, Hillbilly Jim, which is Dave. We appreciate that's very, very sweet. 10 months. Dave, what? It's crazy. Here's a little heart for you. Stone, you know, people love to follow you around. Do you just, it's one of those things. You know, you get that. It happens. But thank you very much, Dave, for the sub. That's very, very sweet of you. All right. So, as I said, the plan was to have a, not a long show. The plan is still to not necessarily have a long show. But there is some things that I thought that we could talk about that are relevant to the challenge community. So, we're going to go, we're actually going to go straight into news. So let me play a cute little bumper because, you know, bumpers are cute.
Breaking down news from the World of Warcraft.
And that would be our Rogue Slayer. Alrighty, so, patch 9.0.5 dropped this week. So there's been a lot of stuff going around. Let me put this over here. So this is the stuff that I grabbed from Wowhead. I had a read through it. Admittedly, I've not had a huge amount of time to play. Unfortunately, I've been very unwell this week, as well as trying to get some stuff done for the wedding. So it's kind of been a bit of a mishmash. So I've not tested some of this stuff, but there has been some changes which are beneficial, that are kind to us, to the classes, etc. So I thought I'd just touch on a couple of the things for those that might be, you know, not read them, unaware of them. So one of the things, one of the big things, was with the Covenant's Necrolord. Fleshcraft has been redesigned. So each covenant, there's like a extra little ability. So Fleshcraft has been redesigned, and Necrolord is Maldraxxus, which is behind us. So it's form a shield of flesh and bone over 3 seconds. It was 4 seconds, that absorbs damage equal to 40% of your maximum health for 2 minutes. While channeling, your damage taken is reduced by 20%. Passive effect is moving near an enemy's corpse consumes their essence to reduce Fleshcraft's cooldown by 1 second. So apparently it was a covenant ability that was kind of very meh, and apparently since the patch dropped, it's bought it to be much better. Certainly sounds like it. So anyway, just wanted to mention it. As I said, we do love, I do love Maldraxxus. So Maldraxxus here. And Draka. Oh, I don't have an axe. Damn it, I should have thought to make an axe. I've got my scythe. I've got my trusty scythe. But pretend it's an axe and I can be like Draka. Anyway, it's always handy. Always got to have a scythe, just, you know, handy. So, yeah. Okay, another thing was with druids. So, some of the class stuff, which I'm not sure if anyone was leveling with Resto, but there was a couple of things with Resto, which was rejuvenation's periodic healing is increased by 12%. And wild growth healing is increased by 7%. So for those that are utilizing a challenge tune like a druid and going with resto spec, you know, that certainly could be beneficial. They also had one of the covenant abilities for druids for Necrolord. It's called Adaptive Swarm. Damage and healing is increased by 25% and the effectiveness of periodic effects increased to 25%. It was 20%. So the effectiveness of periodic effects increased to 35% for balanced druids. Okay, so there's a lot of numbers, I know, but obviously for those that are challenge chooser might be further up there, that's something to keep into consideration. However, resto as a leveling spec, there is, you know, increases on rejuve and wild growth. So, you know, that can be certainly handy while leveling a druid. Alrighty, hunters. Now, there was another one that with hunters, there was an issue that they fixed that allowed hunters to avoid the Sated debuff when casting Primal Rage. So, they've fixed that. They've also fixed one that caused Feign Death to be cancelled when hunters opened their map or used an emote. That's a bad bug. That is a bad bug. Wow. Okay, it's been a little while since I've been on my hunter, but yeah, Feign Death getting cancelled if you open up the map. Oh, that's not good for a challenge soon, definitely. Alright, so there's some other stuff that you guys can have a read of. I did notice when I was going through one of the biggest things, and I think this might be super exciting for those leveling, was there was a huge amount of changes to Shaman that kind of went, wow, Shaman got a lot of good stuff in this patch. So for Shaman, chain lightning damage is increased by 35%, lightning shield damage increased by 415%. Yes, you heard me right, 415%. Okay, there was also some big increases to elemental. So again, for those that want to go and level a elemental shaman, why not? They have got earth shock damage increased by 30%, earthquake damage increased by 70%, lava beam damage increased by 35%, and lava burst damage reduced by 10%. Like, wow. So I didn't realize shamans were that down on the scale of what DPS was around, but giving the information that is come through with the patch notes, I'm kind of like, oh wow. And you guys know me, I'm not a shaman fan. I think the last time I played a shaman was the, now was it for the contest? Shaman contest a couple years ago. Might have been a Bloodthirsty. I think the last shaman was it the one, probably the one that got punted with the deer and I died. still can't get over that one. But anyway, yeah, so there's some very nice changes for those that wanna, you know, go forth and play. Obviously, elemental shaman sounds like could be some fun times out there. So yeah. There was another one with warriors. So those that like to play warriors, damage of all abilities increased by 10%. Damage of thunderclap increased by additional 10%. So for warriors, that's very, very exciting. So as I said, I put the link in the chat room. We'll have the link in the show notes. There's patch notes over at Wowheads where I grab them. And Mrs. Rock Guru, oh, 23 months, you are a darling. Hang on, let me heart you. Let me give you a little heart. Thank you. That's super exciting. Thank you, Mrs. Rock Guru. Alright, so yeah. So if you want to check all that out again, you know, pop over, have a look at patch 9.0.5 and see what's there. There's a lot of stuff that certainly doesn't pertain to challenge tunes. There is some stuff and that you might find interesting for whatever class you're playing. I know there was stuff for monks. I think there was a lot of fixed bugs for monks. There was stuff for demon hunters and like everyone, but a lot of that stuff had to do with talents, and of course as a challenge tune you're not looking at talents, so but go have a read through if there's anything that you're not sure about. Okay, the other thing that is always very exciting is when Blizzard says, here, have something that's pretty. Well, the community had voted, when was that? Was that like 6 months ago? Whenever it was, there was four mounts that Blizzard said, hey, go vote on these. And I did. I went and voted. And the one that I voted for didn't get in. The one that did was the Wandering Ancient. So it's a giant tree. You sit on top and you know, you lumber around, which is, I mean, it's kind of cool. I'm like, yay, mount collector. I will have another mount. Very exciting. I wanted the caterpillar. I really wanted the caterpillar. I thought that'd be cute. Mind you, if it was one where if the caterpillar was like doing this, I'd probably get motion sickness. So it's probably better it didn't win, maybe. Mind you, it would also be really, really cool if like the caterpillar was a ground mount. So it, you know, does little caterpillar crawl. And then when you want to fly, you take off and it turns into butterfly. I don't know the logistics of them being able to do that, but wouldn't that be cool? That would be so amazing. Anyway, the bug in the tree is adorable. Yes, Nisi says, yeah, it is kind of big. It's a big tree, exactly. Chris says, I don't know anyone who voted tree yet. We have tree. It won by quite a substantial a lot, if I remember correctly. So, you know, again, maybe it's one of these things that means they've got three potential mounts that maybe we might get somewhere down the track. That would be cool. I guess we wait and see. Stir says, tired of peeps asking me for a coin of ancestry when I'm on my wandering ancient mount. Stir. So funny. So funny. Alrighty. Anyway, so yeah, so that was just some of the stuff that came through with 9.0.5. You guys been playing chat room? How have you found it? I've managed to log in, I think it was last night, and I barely got about an hour to play, which, you know, that's not often a lot of time to, I guess, suss things out probably. So so I wanted to try and get some playtime today. We will see. I have errands that need to be done. So we will see with that. But has anyone found anything themselves that's, you know, that's come with the patch? Either good, bad, anything? Let me know. Anyway, Darkmoon Fair has been this week. We love Darkmoon Fair time. However, it will come to an end in, what's the time? So probably about 6-7 hours time. So if you're still, you know, if you still got tunes to run down the Darkmoon Fair, those that can do it, go do it. If you're a bloodthirsty challenge player, sorry, you'll need to go grind mobs. That's about it. So, Nisi says, selfie cam has been acting oddly since the patch. Character's arm is up in the air and they are not making the random faces right now. Okay, that's a really weird bug, isn't it? Okay, Chris says, I haven't even made it to the fair this week. Oh. I'm sorry, Chris. I know work is crazy. Excuse me. Excuse me, Chris. Go to bed. What are you doing awake? Love you, but you should, you know, shouldn't you be sleeping? Just saying. Anyway. Tiber says, unless the daylight savings DMF bug returns. Oh. Good point. I wonder it could. Chris says, I'll go to sleep after you. I get tomorrow off. Yay, day off. Yay, that's exciting. You enjoy it. Okay, which reminds me, yes, time. So from tomorrow, you guys, there's a change. So what do you, spring forwards an hour? So for me, I go back. I don't understand, but just remember, for showtime is always 7 p.m. Eastern. For those in Australia who base it off Leta's time, which is Queensland, Brisbane time, that means I need to start at 9 a.m. next week, so an hour early for me, okay? So just remember, we will totally be ready. I have to remember, be ready, 9 o'clock live next week. Anyway, okay, not sure if it's related to the patch, but vendor prices for Benthic gear is reduced. I did notice in the patch notes that did say vendor prices for item level 75 and under is reduced. So there's a lot of stuff that previously you'd get maybe a decent amount of gold for vendoring, not so much. Execute last night did a test for me. He popped into Alduar, I think it was, or a couple of raids, and as much as challenged Tombstone, but he wanted to, you know, grab some quick purples and see how they vended, and you know, there was stuff vendoring for like a gold 50, 2 golds 25, like stuff that previously probably was vendoring for about 20, 30, 50 gold. So that's definitely a thing. So anything 70 item level 75 or under is being reduced, which is kind of like okay, yeah. All right, what else was there? Nisi, the total money you get from selling things at the vendors are now showing in your chat. Really? They're showing in your chat. Okay. I didn't know that. Is this like a sharing is caring and they want everyone to know what we're vendoring gear? That seems weird. Okay, Nisi says, yep, bye-bye extra hour, but yay to it getting dark later. Okay. Yay, that's always a good thing. I noticed that the tooltip on items, weapons included, is not correct. Okay, so maybe they haven't updated the wording. Let's see. Level. Right. Yeah. Weird. I guess it's like anything, as we know, you know, we come across so many different things within, as we're leveling toons, you know, the bugs, all these kinds of things. There always seems to be like some little tricky thing that does happen. So, but it's good to know, it's good to share these things so people are aware. So, alright, okay, getting back to, what other news did I have? Oh, Spreadshirt has got free standard shipping, which is from March 17 to March 21. So those of you that want to, you know, get some cute mug, get cute challenge shirts. I haven't got mine on. I'm wearing my Horde one today. You can get your challenge specific goodies, like if you want a bloodthirsty or a pacifist or an Iron Man, you can get them over on Spreadshirt. So go check them out if that's what you're interested in. So free shipping March 17 to March 21. And I haven't had a cup or a sip, so I'm going to take a sip from my wonderful mug. I may have made the coffee like triple strength. So I'm amazed I'm not like bouncing off the walls yet. Could still happen. Alright, the other bit of news that I wanted to let you guys know about is that with everything that's going on for me at the moment, work, wedding, just family, all sorts of things, everything's good. There's, don't worry about that. It's just that Execute is going to be helping take some of the community stuff, like emails with issues and stuff for me, because a lot of times I'm just trying to deal with juggling too many balls. So he's going to be looking after that for me, so I appreciate that he wanted to do that for me, which is really good. So if you've got an email, still send it in to podcast@wildchallenges.com. You can certainly send to me anything like that. I will just give to him to that he can look into, and he can go back to you on issues or etc., any of that stuff. Alrighty, so just wanted you to know, certainly reach out to him if there's any issues, and he will help if he's not sure. Obviously the mod team plus admin are there to help, and I'm always around, just not always 24/7. So as I said, it's less than 3 months to a wedding now, so there's lots to be done. Alright, I think I've covered all the new stuff. As I said, there was quite a bit, and the biggest thing was obviously patch 9.0.5. Again, there's stuff that's probably not relevant for a lot of us. It might be relevant on your normal tunes, but, you know, go check it out. There's a lot of information out there on Wowhead, Icy Veins, etc., if that's what you want to have a read up about it. Okay, alright, well, as I said, this is going to be a short show anyway, so it looks like we're going to be a short show. So what I'm going to do, let's play, where's my little bumper, let's do this one.
Hey yo, it's Chit Chat!
And that's our Zords. We do love our Zords. Zords, wherever you are, hi. Alright, so we have got a... I'm going to guess... Nisi will probably be able to tell me. Is this a new one from Azzy? Or is this from the vault? The pun vault. Anyway, I'm going to play Azzy's bumper. So here we go.
It's Azzy's pun.
Alrighty, so this says from Azzy. What do you need to do when you're addicted to seaweed? Sea kelp. That's very cute. That's very cute. Hang on. Let's do a little... Bravo. That was very cute. Okay, Stir's giving me one. Hey, Azzy, I heard you have a good roof joke. Can we hear it? Azzy, no. It's over your head. I haven't heard that one in ages. Thank you, sir. Oh, that's very cute. Alright, we do also have one from Dave. And Dave sent us, what do you call a boomerang that doesn't work? A stick. Yeah, an oldie but a goodie. Thank you, Dave. Hang on, where's my cute little, this one? It's to the three of you. Thank you. Thank you very much. I did actually, Execute told me a really cute one yesterday. I can't, hang on, just bear with me. If I butcher it, I will never live it down. So, let me find it. And while we find it, let me see if the stream's going to be good. It may not. Oh yeah, we're back. Hang on, I'm just trying to remember what it was. Don't you hate that? You see me? I'm here? Okay, alright. It just, it like buffered and I was like, okay. Damn it. I can't remember what that joke was. Damn. I've forgotten it already. That's terrible. It had, what was it? Something about, you know, did you hear that Gordon Ramsay's finally written a cookbook? It's about time. I thought that was like super cute. I'm not overly a huge fan of him and his persona, but I do, you know, love cooking and cooking shows, so, you know, when he told me this, I was in stitches. I thought it was very, very cute. Dave says, old saying, tink long, tink, think wrong. Think long, think wrong. Think long, think wrong. I could get myself in trouble saying that too much, Chris. Oh, thank you for the bits. Lovely. That's very sweet. You didn't have to do that. Here we go. Do some hearts. We love the hearts. Hearts to my Chris. I was thinking too long. Oh, okay. Gotcha. Well, it's just, I just wanted to, you know, wanted to get it right. You guys know I can't tell jokes. I'm freaking hopeless at it. I'm amazed I remembered, actually. Well. Okay. Thank you, Chris. That's beautiful. You beautiful soul. Mwah. Love you. Alright. Tiber says, what do you call a Viking that's avoiding attention? Loki? Oh, Loki. Loki. See? Look. Tiber, get me, you can tell the next one next week, okay? You do that one. It's very cute. That's a very cute one. low key. That's very cute. Alright, now, we did have a question this week. So, it's from Zrix? Sorry if I mispronounced your name. I'm not really sure. Zerix? I'm gonna guess. Says, I can't seem to find the answer for this question, but is battle shout allowed in the Iron Man challenge? What about macros? Is that allowed? So, the answer that was given back then is, if it is in your spell book, you can use it. If it comes from an outside source, say another player, that would be a no and needs to be removed. As a side note, scrolls that give buffs are also not allowed, and yes, macros are allowed to be used. Alright, so Yes, Tyvern. I suppose the stone's going Tyvern. No, I thought that was. I thought that was super cheap. It's super cute. That's very good. Very good. Do appreciate that. Look, I will always love a cute joke. Always. The ones that make me go like face palm, they're the ones that all the roll my eyes. You know, you just sigh and just be like, yeah, okay. But the super cute ones, I do love them. They're very, very good. Alright, I think that's all we've got. I don't think there was any other news. As I said, we're doing a short show. I also thought, well, I might as well just do it solo. I'll see how I handle it, if I can do it. So I think we've done everything that we need to. We just wanted to get the information out there for you guys so you can have a look. Obviously, we've got no state of the challenges. We're still waiting on things. And otherwise, I could probably drag it out, you know, another 20 minutes. But we're not going to do that because, you know, we've all got stuff to do. So I'm going to wrap it up. And we will go from there. All right. So let me put my little heart. I'll put my heart back on because I'm going to do a thank you to our Iron Elite. And again, guys, thank you for the subs and, you know, Dave, Mrs. Rock Guru, heart you both, Chris for the bits. You're a generous soul. You all are generous souls, so thank you very much. Alright, so to our Iron Elites, and this is what we've got as per before the show. So we've got Aleandras, Awesome Charles's, Boz, Cell, Chupa, Crash Landing 99, Dave DeHunter, Execute, Fair, Gaston, Grand Negus, Iron Brittle, Chris W, Laren Ramar, Lita, that would be me, Mr. Bright 01, Mrs. Rock Guru, Miss Miggy, Mrs. Charming, Nisi, Rudd, Stir, Stone, Swing Cat, Tiber, aka Tiber. I had to do it. Winema, Zaya, and Zorts. And again, guys, seriously, you guys rock. Thank you for your support. Not only that, thank you for those just hanging out in the chat room and supporting in whatever means that you can do. It's truly appreciated, so thank you. Alrighty, from Stirstone and myself, we also want to thank the wonderful mods for all the things that you guys do. And I'm looking at all the screens and I say thank you to the Discord for looking after that, for the forums, for, you know, organizing notes for me and all of that kind of stuff. You guys, you truly don't know how much you help me, but you do. So these wonderful people, our awesome mods, which is Awesome Trousers, Buzz, Execute, Fair, Chris, Nisi, and Zaya, thank you guys, truly. You are all wonderful and you rock. So heart you all. To our code wardens, Elky, Firm, Naptime, and Bell, thank you for the things that you do. To all our viewers and our listeners, appreciate you hanging out. Appreciate you listening in whatever format that you're doing. So thank you. Thank you for doing that. Wrap up for, hang on, I'll go back to Dave, what have you said? Chat room shout out, my thanks to all who have extended their sympathies, it is really appreciated. Peace, love, and hugs all round. Dave, as we have said last week, you know, we are here for you in whatever capacity that you need, whether it's a shoulder to crawl up, cry on, a virtual shoulder, we're here, you know. And we know that people are all going through tough times in many different stages. So please know that we are here, okay? so that's very sweet of you to say that. But know that, you know, many of us care for you and what's going on, so, you know, anytime. Chris says all the hugs to Dave, absolutely. And also to Zaya, I don't know if he's in the chat room today, but yeah, big hugs to him as well. We understand there's been rough times. And also send some extra hugs to Stone. Just cause I can, Stone, if you're still in the chat room. See that? Heart you. Especially heart you for them. That's awesome. Alright, let me turn that off. Alright, so I will be back next week, which will be Saturday, March 20th at 7 p.m. Eastern. Probably, I have put it in the phone that it is 9 o'clock next week. I might have to write a big note later. 9 o'clock start. So, yes. Alright, next week we will be joined by our wonderful, actually I'm really excited to have a catch up with him. It feels like it's been a little while. Tiber is going to come and have a catch up with us next week. So I'm very excited about that. Tiber, if you got some jokes or puns you want to bring along, then go for it, buddy. Bring them. Yes. Niecy says, I'll remind you next Friday. Thank you, Niecy. I'm sure everyone can remind me. Don't forget, it's 9 a.m. Yes. Alright, don't forget, where you can find us is over at the website, which is wowchallenges.com. You will find our Discord, Facebook, Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube channels. All the information is over there. If you want to listen to the show, you can certainly go and download the episode on Google Play, iTunes, Spotify, and Stitcher Radio. If you would like to contact the show, send an email to podcast@wowchallenges.com. And you can find me on Twitter at LetaWow, which is LetaWow. And one of these days, I am sure Stone and I will get around to doing episode 100 of Adventures in Azeroth. Won't we, Stone? One day. Or maybe we don't. Maybe we just tease everyone that there's going to be an episode and we just don't. We just stay on 99. I don't know. One day. We will see. Maybe when things settle for both of us, we will get back to it. Alright. Not only that. Let's do it right now. No, I have things and stuff. Anyway. Also, huge thank you, as always, to Mr. Bright 01 on our intro. We do love it so much. So if you want to contact him, he's on Discord as Mr. Bright 01. And also Epic Insanity for our outro. You can find him over on Twitter at Epic_Insanity, as well as Frozen Nerds Podcast. So go show them love because they are awesome friends of the show and we do appreciate all that they do. Right, meow? No, right, meow. Actually, speaking of meow, no, he's not here. I thought Cozzy might have snuck around and said hi, but no, he hasn't. He's I'm sure there will be one day when I'll be sitting here and he'll just go meow and pounce. So he hasn't yet. Mind you, he does quite like my chair. So it's just like, no, it's my chair. Stop it. Alright. Well, I think we've done all that we need to do for today, guys. So again, thank you for hanging out. I know it's a short show, but appreciate what were his thoughts. I thought I heard cats. Dave, you're terrible, Dave. Anyway, that's it. That's it, really. So we're going to play the outro. As I said, I will catch you next week. Please remember, please stay safe, both in and out of game. And know that we are here for you as a community, as individuals, if you need whatever you need. Within reason, obviously. Like, if you need coffee, I will share coffee with you. If you need coffee crisps, okay, maybe one I will share. These are really good stone, the mini ones. Really good. Anyway, we do appreciate you all, so please just take it easy. Alright, guys, I will see you next week. Bye.
The WoW Challenges Podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Lita. Copyright 2021. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find his great stuff at incompetech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.